I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, and he joins us every Thursday at this point to help us get some insight into what is working or maybe not working in ETF land. Now, if you are not familiar with ETF Trends, you should make yourself familiar. It's ETFtrends.com, and it's everything you want to know about ETFs and what's going on in the ETF space. You can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. And, of course, ETF Trends is at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
The SEC approves Eaton Vance's non-transparent exchange-traded managed portfolios.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Okay, this is not necessarily the next big thing. This is just the next thing in the ETF space. And I should point out, for every now and again, as you and I have discussed, people forget that ETFs are mutual funds. But somebody somewhere decided that rather than call them exchange-traded mutual funds, they would just call them ETFs and keep it short and tight. And then somebody else decided that ETMF would mean exchange-traded managed portfolios. This is Eaton Vance's non-transparent, as you pointed out, which means you don't know what the hell they're doing, actively managed take on ETFs. And is it more than just the next thing? Is it the next big thing?
Let's talk about the evolution of ETFs. And really, ETFs were based on legacy indexes that now, in this real simple package, you knew the diversification, the low expense, the tax efficiency, and liquidity, all the real pillars of what makes ETFs so favorable for the average investor and institution and advisor. Okay, now, here we are, fast forward 20 years. There are a bunch of mutual fund companies that have been very successful over time that to some degree missed the boat in the ETF space and said, wait a minute, we want to enter for a variety of reasons. We feel that our excellent management of our mutual funds can be offered in an ETF form. And now the SEC have said, yes, based on the way you filed for exemptive relief, which they call this, and using some industry jargon, you now have the ability to offer your mutual funds within a ETF-type package. And the caveats are this. It's treated like an ETF, and it has all the advantages of the redemption and purchase applications and tax advantages there. But you and I as investors don't know ahead of time or don't know when we buy it what actually is in that ETF, number one. Number two, the pricing isn't intraday. It's at the end of the day like a mutual fund. So if for some reason you want to sell in the morning, you can sell, but you're going to get that night's closing price. So there are some advantages inherent with ETFs that Eaton Vance and others that maybe get this type of approval will enjoy. But in the end, it's just another wrapper that provides added tax efficiencies, which is great, lower expenses, which is great, but it also provides some mutual fund companies that maybe missed the boat who now can get into the ETF space by offering their management.
So this is something that it's a structure that we're going to see more of. I mean, this is sort of what we've been waiting for on a lot of fronts when it comes to the ETF space, is who's going to wind up coming in with actively managed funds and how are they going to wind up doing this? Eaton Vance is not the only one who has been filing stuff with this. Does this open the floodgates and now we're going to see everybody's flavor of the week, of the month?
Well, I think so, because there are many different mutual fund companies that have applied for relief of the SEC. And recently, BlackRock was denied. Their filing didn't meet the sniff test, I guess. However, with Eaton Vance being accepted, I can imagine that there will be many other fund companies or big managers that will ride in their coattails for a similar form of application, and then we're going to see more active managers that will bring their exchange-traded managed portfolios to the marketplace. So the big question is, though, Chuck, are they going to get attention? Are they going to get traction? Will investors buy them in this new format?
Is it going to be exchange-traded managed portfolios, or is that going to wind up being an Eaton Vance trademark? Because you've got others that are looking at the same sort of structure. Are we going to have to lump them all together? Is there something we're going to have to, are we just going to call them actively managed ETFs?
Yeah, non-transparent, actively managed ETFs. I mean, we have a tough time spitting out ETFs, right? So I think that's going to, over time, work itself out. But it's very, very important to Eaton Vance and others that have the filings to not have to lift their hood up on a daily basis to show what's inside. They're concerned that, especially with managing hundreds of billions of dollars, that there will be some people that will front-run them if they can look inside every day. My feeling is that's not the case. However, it's great to see other people in the ETF space, regardless of the changes that they have within their structure and the wrapper that they provide. The big question will be, will people want Eaton Vance that badly that they'll go for this type of format?
Yeah, and it's one that is going to be interesting to watch. So it's not an ETF to buy or one to sell at this point. We'll expect to see the next shares brand. That's what's coming from ETF from Eaton Vance about 18 months from now. But in the meantime, we've got a lot of other things to talk about. And if you want to know anything that's happening in the ETF world, well, check out ETFtrends.com, the website for our friend Tom Lydon. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon and at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, we've just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. The big interview is next, so stick around. We're living the money life, and we'll get right back to it in just a moment.